Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Chef Edgar from the SoCalChef.com, and you're going to be listening today to the What's Growing On show. Today we'll be talking about eggs in crisis here in California, a few things that a lot of people don't understand why the egg prices have gone up. Later on, we'll be talking to Corey Grundy, an independent egg buyer here in California, and he's going to give us a little bit of his insight. The nice part is that I had the opportunity to talk to him earlier this week and get a little bit of background behind that. One of the biggest backgrounds is that back in 2008, there was a Proposition 2, that was passed by the voters, and this was in regards primarily to egg producers and the amount of space that it was needed to grow or to process eggs with chickens. It used to be that it was only required that a chicken only needed 72 inches or so to be able to be deemed as a egg hen. Now it's changed to about 160 inches. That means that the chicken needs to be able to walk around and kind of bob its head, in a sense, basically do the hokey pokey inside of its pen. This does not mean that it is a free-range chicken. And so, therefore, the prices are going to start going up. They already have started going up here in California. I've seen them go from about $1.89 a dozen on the retail side, and they're anticipated to go up to $5 by the end of the year. This is going to impact the rest of the country because the rest of the country actually sends in a lot of eggs. And this doesn't just have to be with what they call shelled eggs. California does not allow shelled eggs coming into California, meaning that they're still in the shell. These are going to be any of these liquid eggs that you see, the egg beaters, et cetera, to be sold on the shelves of both at grocery stores as well as in restaurants. This has this is going to have a huge impact. So these egg producers from across the country, they've actually had to become in compliance with this this new proposition that has been around on the books for quite a few years. It took 4 years for it to start up. The egg producers did know about this to start going through, and now it's just come into effect. So therefore, all eggs that are coming across state lines here into California are going up in price. This is now going to affect the rest of the country because the space that was needed originally for a hen to be to allow hens to produce eggs for us has now gotten shrunk by nearly half. So now that means that all eggs will start going up across the country. Still waiting on the air here for Corey Grundy. So at this time, I'm just going to just talk a little bit about some different ways of cooking eggs. The simplest way, I had a friend of mine give me a call a couple of weeks ago. She's not the best cook. She doesn't even claim to be, but she wanted to know how to boil eggs. In the restaurant industry, we do boil a lot of eggs. We use them both for, just a hard-boiled egg as well as other applications for whether that being the dressings or into different salads. The trick to doing a hard-boiled egg is to put it into cold water. Make sure it's completely submerged and then turn the heat on the stove until it just starts to come to a boil. As soon as it comes to a boil, turn it off and let it set in that hot water for about 8 to 12 minutes, depending on the doneness you want of the yolk. And then after that, get it out of the water, shock it in ice water. Big trick to that. Another trick to, if you're going to be frying eggs, start out at a low temperature. Eggs do not like to be cooked at a high temperature. They should be cooked at a much lower temperature than most of us do at our house. That's the way that in the restaurant industry, we have those kind of perfect eggs. Just want to remind everybody, you're listening to the What's Grown On show, sponsored by the SoCalChef.com, and I'm Chef Gerald Egger. Going back to the egg crisis in California, it's going to impact the pocketbook of the average consumer of eggs. More and more people are looking at eggs as a high-protein diet, low in fat, and a lot of the health benefits. This, in turn, will start to affect your pocketbook. I highly suggest that you start buying what they call medium-size eggs versus large. A medium egg really only has about an eighth of a teaspoon to half a teaspoon less volume in that. And you can adjust that whether you're doing that with baking or even in your, if you're going to be doing even scrambled eggs. You're not really going to notice a big difference with that. So I highly suggest that, as well as to all the chefs out there, start buying medium eggs. They are going to $5 less a case. Well, we're still waiting. That's no big deal. We got to, the show must move on as usual. So going back to the these eggs, and as well as other products out there that are anticipated to be going up, grain prices will probably be going up pretty soon. Because of the demand of what it's going to be taking to starting to feed these animals also. Also anticipate chicken prices to go down because a lot of these producers are not going to be able to hold on to as many hens because of the space limitations. This week on the SoCalChef.com, you'll be seeing a lot of different information in regards to eggs as well as other blogs that I do. I really encourage everybody to follow me on Facebook. That's the SoCalChef.com. I'm also found on Twitter with Chef Egger. So we may just want to just end the show now because we've been waiting for our guest. Next week, be ready for another exciting show. And we will be having some guest chefs on next week to talk about what the subject is. So stay tuned. Follow us on Facebook. The SoCal Chef, or like me on Twitter, as well as check out the website, thesocalchef.com. As always, take a fresh bite out of life.